And Simin Shin Lamed Dalad, like I'd like to learn over again, Sif Dalad. Matzilin Miyem HaKipurim L'Shabbos. Like this, till now we had heard if there is a lake and there's a fire, so they were mata to be matzo sholesh sudais, if the fire was in Shabbos, so one is permitted to take out, if he has three sudas in front of him, so he's permitted to take out three sudas, and that is it. Chazal did not want he should get involved in inyonei hatzola because he might forget that it is Shabbos, and he might come to extinguish the flames. So that's why what was necessary, they permitted. But more than that, they did not permit. Now, Matzilim Miyem HaKipurim L'Shabbos. So the pashtus is, let us say that Yom Kippur is Friday, and there was a Dleike Friday. So even though Yom Kippur, he is not eating Sai V'Sai, but there's a Shabbos coming after Yom Kippur, and he has the three sudas, and if he won't rescue anything from the lake, he won't have what to eat Shabbos. So just like in Shabbos alone, one is permitted to be matzel in Shabbos, let's say Shabbos. So if the lake occurred the day before in Yom Kippur, so he's permitted to be matzel, let's say, Rech Shabbos. If he won't be matzel, he won't rescue it from the house that is burning, he won't have what to eat Shabbos. Avoloi mi Shabbos liyom HaKippurim. So let us say if the scenario is different, that Yom Kippur is Sunday, so he is not permitted, and there's a sreife Shabbos. So for Shabbos, whatever he needs for Shabbos, he's permitted to rescue. Avoloi mi Shabbos liyom HaKippurim. But he's not permitted to be matzel from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. So what does this mean? So this means, well, Yom Kippur, he's not going to eat. He's not going to eat Yom Kippur. Even though the Magen Avraham brings down their children that are eating Yom Kippur, they were not makel for the children. So one is not permitted to be matzel Shabbos for the children Yom Kippur. Meitzoy Yom Kippur, it's chol, so you can prepare food Meitzoy Yom Kippur. So therefore, Mishabbos liyom HaKippurim, they were not makel, that you can be matzel for Shabbos, but not for Yom Kippur, not for Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. The same thing, Avoloi Mishabbos V'yontev, liyom HaKippurim, V'yontev, let's say if Yontev is Sunday, so one is not permitted to be matzel Shabbos for Yontev, because Yontev, you have an eitzah of what to do. You can cook Yontev. They only, this kula, that they were makel, it seems they bent backwards to be matzel, to be matzel sholei sudas. So that's what you need for Shabbos. Not to be mevatel sude Shabbos, they permitted you to be matzel to take out. But for Yontev, so you can cook on Yontev. So they were not matzel to take out from Shabbos to Yontev. V'loi l'Shabbos abov. But in Shabbos, for next week Shabbos, also not. You have time during the week to prepare. The only were matzah to be matzel in Shabbos, let's say a Shabbos. That is the message we get so far. Aval miyom HaKippurim l'meitzoy yom HaKippurim matzilin mozein suda achas. But if it is a dleike yom kippur, so one is permitted to be matzel one suda for meitzoy yom kippur. So let us just appreciate what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Mechaber said, Loi mi Shabbos liyom kippurim. If Yom Kippur is Sunday, one is not permitted to be Matzo Shabbos for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. What's going to be Meitzoy Yom Kippurim? They'll start cooking then, they'll start finding food. But if it is Yom Kippur, he's permitted to be Matzo for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. So we will see in the Mishnah Berurah, so Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that by Yom Kippur, since it is not as chomor as Shabbos, if you'll be mechaba and Yom Kippur, there's no issur skill, there's only issur koris. So they were meiko Yom Kippur for mitzvah Yom Kippur. But to take out a suda for mitzvah Yom Kippurim in Shabbos, so I should be meikel in Shabbos for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. Shabbos is more chomer. So by Shabbos, they were not meikel and to be matzel for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippur alone, they were meikel. So now the shaila will be, what will be if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? Is one permitted to be matzel in Shabbos for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim? So last week we mentioned the issue being from Rav Nissen Karel and she allowed to, but I saw today Rav Yankim says you're not allowed to, and that's the Pashtus HaDvorim. The Pashtus HaDvorim is that they were only Meitzoy Yom Kippur. It's important, it's Choshim, he fasted the whole day, but it's not Ekvel. So If it's Yom Kippur, the fire was in Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is not as chomer as Shabbos, so they were meiko to be matzel Yom Kippur for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. But to be matzel in Shabbos for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim, the tainis that poshet, you are not matzel. Even though it's the same day, it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos, but I'm not being matzel for Shabbos, I'm being matzel for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. And Meitzoy Yom Kippurim, they were not matter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Miyom HaKippurim LeShabbos, if Shabbos is after Yom Kippur, so then one is permitted to be matzel in Yom Kippur for the three sudas of Shabbos. The Miyom HaShabbos Lo Yuchal LaOchen, he can't prepare Shabbos, so therefore they were permitted him in Yom Kippur to be matzel for Shabbos. Ma she'ein kein mi Shabbos liyontiv, if the day after Shabbos is yontiv, the yuchal lohochim be yontiv gucha, so then you can't prepare in yontiv. V'chein mi Shabbos liyom ha-kippurim, uchigoyin shechal yom ha-kippurim be'echot b'Shabbos, to be matzel from Shabbos for Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, gam keinoso. And here he says, what is the reason? Because it is not so important. The loy ochel ad laulte is first going to eat at night, the Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. Ulaulte, then at night, so he's not desperate. Litra Velaise, so he can be so good. It's Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. He's hungry. He fasted the whole day. I agree with you. But he has an answer. Now it's Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. So now he can prepare the food for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. Now, ואף על גב דלוי מקלה לדידון ימי הכיפורים בשבס סמוכים לדודי. We don't have this scenario that Yom Kippur should be Friday, and that's the case of Matzilim Yom Kippur LeShabbos, and we don't have the scenario that Yom Kippur is Sunday, ve'ein matzilin mi Shabbos liyom ha-kippurim. Rosh ha-shulchan aruch zeh, Asif that din that masilin miyoyim akikurim leShabbos lashmiinon to tell us dimyoyim akipurim chal biyoyim chamishi. He wants to tell us a case that din that we are matzel from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, even though we don't have such a mitzvah that the Shabbos comes right after Yom Kippur, but to be an avkemin, dim yom kippurim chal biyom chamishi, v'yodeya, and he knows shelo yimtza liknes al Shabbos biyom shishi. So the only way I will be able to eat Shabbos, I can't, all the stores are closed Friday. The only way I can eat Shabbos is by being matzil Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Matzilin. In Yom Kippur alone, mozain suda achas, one is permitted to be matzil one suda in Yom Kippur for mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mibnei hasakona, it doesn't mean mamish hasakona, but it's people are hungry. She is anu oig shalo yizam lehem alechil. So memele, so therefore they were mekel. If the fire was in Yom Kippur, I could be matzil Yom Kippur for the suda right after Yom Kippur. Umikom bokein b'Shabbos leirotu la'atir ma'aytayim le'meitzoy Yom Kippurim. The Chamiri Shabbos is more chomer, and since meitzoy Yom Kippur is, it's not so, one isn't so desperate, he can, le'maisa, he can, prepare Meitzoy Yom Kippur, so one is not permitted to be matzel mishabbos liyom kippurim. And we mentioned before, Rabbi Yankim says that this halacha applies if you have Shabbos and Yom Kippur the same day, and there was a delay, one is not permitted to be matzel from Shabbos to for Meitzoy Yom Kippur. Now let us see Sif Hey. Matzilin lechoyle ulezokein ulerafton kibeinani. That means as follows. One is permitted to be matzil in Shabbos, three sudas, for himself, for his children, for everyone who was in this burning house, they're permitted to be matzil three sudas. Now, what if one of the people in the house are a chayle? They're sick, so they're going to eat very...
Oh, no,
no, they ain't by sakone. So what they will be eating on Shabbos, this is a very small amount. They don't have an appetite. Or a zokain, or the zokain also, so they're going to eat very little. Or the ravton. A ravton means a person who has a tremendous appetite. So we would say, that's what we would say, that, well, if you're matzel for each person a suda, so you look what they eat. The chaylan zokin eat very little. That's how much I matzel. The ravton, Baruch Hashem, he eats a lot, so I should be matzel a large amount for him. So the Mechaber says, no, Chazal did not say we look specifically at the person we're being matzel for. We look at a beinoni. That means we take a normal amount which is eaten for Shabbos, the normal amount which a normal person eats for Suda Shabbos. That's what one is matzel when there's a dleike. So it's irrelevant if I'm being matzel for a zokin, a chayle, who will not eat even a third of what I was matzel, or I'm being matzel for a ravton, a person who has a tremendous appetite, which, while I will be matzel, is only a third what he wants to eat. There's a standard shear of Hatzalah. We did not start making cheshbonis who the oichel is. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah lechayla lezaken. The loyhilku chachomim b'shir sholeish sudis bein lahokel. That means I could be makel, even though the person I'm being matzel for will only eat a third of what I'm being matzel. And then the issue brings down, we had before, even that person is fasting and he won't eat anything. I can still be matzel for this person, three sudas, bein lahachmel. And in the same way, if the person being matzel for has a tremendous appetite, and a normal suda is not a third of what he normally eats, I can only be matzel for him a normal suda, what a benini would eat, and I can't be matzel more than that. Sif vah. Hod ein matzilin elamozain sholei sudais. Now, we had here a din, one can only be matzel, mozen sholeish sudeis. Hainu davke bishnei kelim. That means if the mozen sholeish sudeis is in more than one keli, so then I can only be matzel for three sudeis. Avol. The kli echad, but what if I have one keli, and in this keli is a tremendous pot, and in this keli, this food for 50 sudas, it's all in this keli. Avo the kli echad matzil nafila yesh by meya sudas. Mechaber says 100 sudas. That means that you're a tremendous pot, and I'm making one haitzah. And if it's one haitzah, I'm making, so it's irrelevant what the contents of the pot are. I am permitted to take out this pot. Now he says a bigger chiddush. Absolutely, you don't have a pot. Vafilu piris talisoi. He doesn't have such a big container to put in so much food. He has a talis. So he's going to make a sack out of this talis. So he's going to put food. Vafilu piris talisoi. That means he put food, and then he folded up the talis. So after he folded it up, so he has a tremendous talis. So he put in, let's say, a large amount of food on the talis, and then he folded over the talis, so it's like a sack. But he has a big talis. He can fold it over more and put more contents in this talis. So that's halachim. V'kipul v'hevi l'seichai v'chozar v'kipul, and then he folded it over again. This is one talis. V'hevi l'seichai muta kivin shemoytzi hakel b'pam achas. So this is a meyadike kulem. That b'pam achas, one is permitted to make. And this perhaps we can also understand, because the reason why Chazal were makbid, that a person should not be matzel more than three sudas, is because he shouldn't get involved in that solem. We'll get involved in that solem. He's ois Shabbos already. He's rescuing, and then he might go by mistake and carry in the Shusarabim, we might extinguish the flame. He's involved in rescuing. But if he's making one haitzah, and that's it, he's making one haitzah, so even this haitzah is he's taking out 100 sudas, that's irrelevant, and this is permissible. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Peiris talisoi. Now, this is Vafilu Imhoya Hamozin Bekamo Kalim. That means he had the food before they were in 20 Kalim. Now, in 20 Kalim, he can only take out for 3 Sudas, whatever he eats, what a normal person eats, 3 Sudas. He's going to empty out the 20 Kalim, and now, and this is all in the palace, he's going to make one Oitzo with this talis, Umore Oison Lesoicha talis, Shari. This is permissible. This is called one Oitzo. Even though there's a lot of food in this talis, that's irrelevant. Avo lahania harbe kalim meleim toicha talis, but to leave over, to put into the talis, he'll have 20 jars of fish. And he has a talis, so he's going to go and put the 20 jars of fish into the talis, and then he's going to take out the talis. That is awesome. Relatsim b'basachas also kibin shem kalim b'chalok.
You must have connected.
What?
Also parts are connected.
What do you mean parts are connected? It's irrelevant. If it's in different parts, if it's in a different part, Ramnissan Karela tells him it's in a different plastic bag. Each one has a din like a different keli, and then he's bound to 3 sudas. That's it. He can't take out more than 3 sudas. But if the food is not in a separate utensil, not in a separate bag, so then he can put everything in one big garbage bag. He can put everything in one big talis and take it out, and this is permissible. Sif Zayin. Mutter, so till now, we were speaking about food. The food that one, we're talking about the house that is burning. Chazal did not want him to get involved in being matzel, the chafetzim that he has in the house. So they gave him restrictions. You are permitted to be matzel for 3 sudas. A lesson 1 keli we just learned. You can be matzel whatever goes into that keli. That's what we learned till now. Muta la hatzil kli tashmishoi hatzrichim loy lo isoy hayoim. Now, he has food. He has a gallon of wine. Fine, gewaldig. But you need glasses, you need cups to drink it, you need utensils. That's part of the Sudan. Is muta la hatzil kli tashmishoi atzrichem loy lo'isei hayoim. Besides the food that he will be eating in Shabbos, he's permitted to rescue the utensils he needs to eat this food. Kigoyin kaisais v'kitoinayais, cups and glasses and jugs, and this
is all of it.
What?
You can fill them up and say,
what do you mean, fill what up?
You don't know if you take one clear. No,
that's with food. That's with the food. No, that's with the food. Now, he can take 20 kalim for the food. That means the food that he needs.
So you've got it all food to say.
If you need plates, forks, and knives, you can rescue those also. That's what it's saying.
That's in the plates, forks, and knives. So what are you going to, you can put in more food in that? No. But does he have enough food already? He has one keli with enough food. Enough food for 3 sudas. So now he can't do anything. With food, he's finished. That's taloches. We are giving him different priorities for different chafetzim. With the food, you have food for three suit, unless he took it out of one bekeli. But if he didn't take it out of one bekeli, so with food you're finished. You can't fill it up anymore. Now you're permitted to go back again and take out cups and knives and that. But this is with the food you're finished. That's, he can't have to line more food. I'll ask him to put everything in a bekeli. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. These are cups and glasses. Spoons and knives, etc. Now, till now, we're speaking about is permitted to be matzel, food for shalish sudas, and utensils for shalish sudas. That's so far. Now, siv ches, the loivesh, now we're talking about clothing. We have a burning house. The loivesh, kol ma sheyochel lilboish, Almighty. Now he's permitted to wear whatever he can put on himself. Almighty, he goes out with this. Ukoishet, and he takes it off. So he puts on two suits, two jackets, two coats. He puts on kol ma sheyochel lilboish Almighty. He takes it out. Ukoishet. And then he takes it off. So when it comes to clothing, we were not afraid that he'll get involved with this atzole and he might come to extinguish the fire. And the reason is because he has a reminder. That means because he's wearing it, he's not carrying it. That means whatever he carries, if he's carrying it, he's carrying out food, he's carrying out, so then already, he's being matzel, his chafetzim, and he might forget. He's so engrossed in the pulas atzole, he might come and extinguish the flames also. So that has all put down the restrictions on him. But yeah. If he is only permitted to wear the clothing, so he has, why am I putting on now the two coats? It's 80 degrees outside. So he realizes it's Shabbos and this, and that's the only way I'm permitted to do it. So the oifen of taking the oifen atzole is in itself reminding him that it's Shabbos. So therefore, we are not afraid. We're not afraid that it'll come to an extra silo Shabbos. Yeah. So the first day holds, and we'll see, we pass like the first day, that when it comes to clothing, he can rescue as much clothing as he wants. Derech levishim. Others say that this is only permissible only once, just 2 days, and we paskin like the first day. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The chayzer v'loivesh, he's permitted to go in again. And put on other begodim. V'hod loy shorinin, v'oichlin u'mashkin lachzer u'lahigzi. Why do we not permit v'oichlin u'mashkin lachzer u'lahigzi? B'shem dahosam chayshinam, shemo yishkach Shabbos v'yichabem. We were not matish, going in and out, because we were afraid he might forget it's Shabbos. He's so involved in rescuing his food, he'll forget that it's Shabbos. Avol hocha, But by clothing, even shaloihi tilum ela derech lebishe, here we didn't tell them you're allowed to take out your clothing. We told them you're permitted to rescue your clothing through wearing it. Romi anavshe. So he'll help himself. Umitkanu, remember, it's Shabbos. So that what he's wearing, the clothing, he's putting on the two coats and it's 80 degrees outside. So he realizes that this is only a hetel because it's Shabbos. And so this will remind him that it's Shabbos and he won't come to extinguish the flames. Ve'eino chinami. The lahoitzi malbushim biyodoi, to take out with his hands, to take out with his hands, ein muta kimasha tzorich leiloi say hayoyim. That is true. If lemaisa, if in Shabbos Kufa, he has a tish bekenshif for shalashudas and a different one for the second suda. He has different begodim for each suda or what he wears. That's what he needs for Shabbos. So then he's allowed to take that out. But that he can only take out what he needs. Like Eichel and the Mashkin. That means he's going out, he can take out his pajamas, he can take out the things he needs for Shabbos with his hands. But again, just like by the food, we were only matter what he needs for Shabbos, and the utensils, what he needs for Shabbos, so the clothing was also what he needs for Shabbos. Here we went overboard and we said, you can be matter, you can rescue your possessions. So this, we were only makel if he does it with a shinui. That means he's not carrying it, he's wearing it. And this will remind him that it's Shabbos, and remember Shabbos. Now, sieve test. Oh, 1 second. Yes, Mishoima, Malocha, Kedeya, Kamaisa, we paskin like the first day, that was. That he's allowed to go in and out again with Levisha. Now we're going to have a very interesting halacha. Va'oima la'acherim. So now it's like this. He was permitted to be matzel three suddas for himself and the wife and the children. Fine. He was permitted to be matzel three suddas. That's it. More than that, he's not permitted. Va'oima la'acherim. Now he goes and tells other people, Boyu vahatzilu lochem kol echad mozen shalosh sudas. That means he had in the house a tremendous amount of food. Let's see, for all practical purposes, he was making a sudas bar mitzvah in the house, whatever it is. So he had a lot of food there. He is restricted. He can only take out three sudas for himself and the b'nei bayis. But why should everything burn? So he can tell his next-door neighbors, who are not frantic, who are not bold, it's not burning by them. So he tells them, Boyu vatsilu lochem. You can take out food for yourself. And for yourself means that you can keep it. You can eat it. But since they're taking out for themselves, so they're also restricted. That's it. That's Avoy malachayrim, boyu vatsilu lochem, kol echod mozin shalish sudis, mozin for three sudis. That they can do. But they're being matzel for themselves. Before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Boyu vahatsilu lochem. Aval ein yochel levakshom sheyatzilu bishviloi. He can't ask them, please do me a favor. And Hazal said, I can only be matzal tzvi sudis. Do me a favor and be matzal more for me. The loyuta loy ki in gimel so dois of atrichen loy le Shabbos, Chazal only matter for him for three sudas. You can't tell someone else to be matzah. That's it. For yourself, you can be matzah three sudas, and that's it. Someone can be matzah more for you. V'kosav mechaye yodam. So now the Chayodim, we had already before this Chayodim, which is Amor and the Kechidish, the Efsha, the Me'atzlom Yecholim Lahatzel Bishviloi Afilu Yoisa Misholois Sudois. That means, if they are going, he didn't ask them anything, and they're going in, they are not bold. It's not their house that's burning down. It's not their food that's burning down. Their head is screwed on their shoulders. They are not in a matzav of panic. And they'll go into his house, and they'll be matzal more for him. So that could be as permissible. So if we say someone else is permitted to be matzal afilu ten sudis for him, so if it's for themselves, why can they only be matzal svi sudis? I know davki shei matzilin bishvil atzmon. That means if they are taking for themselves, so they become like the balabos. That means they're taking for themselves, so they're trying to see what they can rescue. Then we have to restrict them. If you're taking for yourself, and let's say they'd be able to take whatever they want to take, so it's moiridik. You have a house that's burning, and they can go now and take for themselves 20 sudis, if we would permit this, for themselves, so they're just like the balabos. So they'll get engrossed, involved in rescuing the food in the house, and they'll also come to extinguish the flames. So therefore, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If he told them, you can take for yourself, so they are restricted. They can take three sudas and not more than that. But if it's not for themselves, and he didn't tell them to take for him, he can't tell them to take for him, because for himself he's restricted to three sudas. He can't tell someone else to take for him. He has this restriction. But if they go on their own accord, and they're doing it on their own free will, they want to go for him, they do not have the pressure, they do not have the behole that a Bailam has, and that the Chayodim says they can be matzal as much as they want for him. Under these are two conditions. It's for him, not for themselves. And number two, he didn't tell them to do it for him. So then this is permissible. Fine. Now let us go a little further. Boyu batsilu lachem kolechad mozni shalushins. But he told them they should take for themselves, so they can take three sudas. V'yecholim lilboish kol ma sheyuchol lilboish. Now let us see the Mishabur what this means. V'yecholim lilboish ubozer. When it comes to Levisha, we said by Levisha there's a hecker. A person will not, he realizes that it's Shabbos. Ubazeh yochel loyma boyu matzilu imi. He can tell them, be matzil with me, for me, daine mishmili. Dinim ezoines, mishum deloichozi leikim gimel sudeis, by mezoines. He can't tell them, rescue for me, because he himself is only permitted to rescue three Sudhis. So Mamela, he can't tell them, rescue for me more than three Sudhis. So when it comes to rescuing more, Hutzach Loima Apsilu Lochem. Masha'inkein Bilavushin Dikachosele Lekule Yoime. That's Kachosele Lekule Yoime, so could be that he don't need three Sudhis. It could be he's talking about it to be Levushim for him, if he needs more, the pajamas and other things, so that they can do for him, because that he himself could also do. Umashin Kosev Imroitzim Amozikoim. Uposhit the Gamheim Yechaylum Livshayt, the Lachsav Alilbray Shalahitzi Kamoisai. Now, so now we just had the halacha that if he tells them by food, atzilu lochem, they're permitted to take out food for themselves, and three sudis. Now, but he told them you can take it out for yourself. Now, what happens afterwards? Im roitzim, now, they took out food. In Roitim, Zoichin Boy Minahevka, they can keep it now. He told them, you take it out for yourself. I'm only permitted to take out for myself three sudas. So instead that it should burn, you can take out for yourselves. And they're permitted to take out for themselves. Now, but let's talk. So Lamaisa, it's not a play of words. If he told him, you can take care for yourself. So the din is, Zoichin boy min hefke. If they want to keep it, they can keep it. No shayla. Kivin sha'oma atzilu lochem. He told him, you can keep it for yourself. Vim einam roitzim liskois. No, they don't want to do it. They don't want to keep it for themselves. I'll tell you why, because the reason he said it and he meant it, but they know the reason he said it because he doesn't have a nature. I mean, the other alternative is going to burn. So he told them, so instead of burning, take it out for yourself. But deep down, he is not happy that they're going to keep it. But he said it. So now, Shad is like this. If you want to go according to the letter of the law, you can keep it. Well, I see, said it, and I'm allowed to keep it. But a Yerei Shemayim would not do such a thing, because a Yerei Shemayim knows that, really, he doesn't want to give it to me, but what did he do? So now is something very interesting. Vim einam roitzim liskois, ela roitzim lahazir. They're going to return it. That means, so let's make a scenario. They took out food. They took out food for half an hour. They took out food, three sudas they took out. That food, let's say, is worth $20. They took out three sudas, $20 worth of food. They don't need it. But he said they can keep it. They don't want it. They know he feels bad. Fine. But they were working for half an hour. They were working for an hour. They'd like to get paid for their services. They were. I mean, they're working. They're working back and they went back for half an hour. So let's say for that, what they did for half an hour, is let's say they would like $10 for that. They would like $10 for what they did. Now, there's a mendicant regal over here. If they're going to tell him like this, listen, we don't want your things, take your $20 worth of food, but we worked half an hour for you, pay us $10. So this is also for them to request, because this is Schar Shabbos. One is not permitted to take Schar Shabbos. This is Schar Shabbos. But they can do a Moira de Kedredo. And it's Kosher V'yosher. He told them, they want $10. They want $10. The same word, 12 for half an hour. They want $10. So the food is half scale. They could have kept all the food for themselves. They get $20. They only want $10 of the food. They want $10 of the food because that's they want to get paid for the services they gave him. So this is permissible. So this is Moyadik. They're getting the $10. It's not called Schar Shabbos in Sholom Al Yisrael. And there are Yerei Shemaim also. That means he wanted, he said, take everything for yourself, for three Sudis. He will just want to give them all the three Sudis. Now, they know that. They're permitted to take and make your din. But they, Yerei, why should I take it from me? It's really cheating himself up. So if I can't, I won't take the three Sudis. But Lido, he said, I worked for half an hour. So they'll have a kavon. I want to be zoche in the three Sudis, $10 worth of the three Sudis. So this is Shalom Al Yisrael. So here I'm getting paid for my services. It's not called Schar Shabbos because he's not paying me anything. He was marking the food and I'm Zoyche $10 of the food for my services. So this is Shalom Al Yisrael. So everyone is happy. He gets back his food. He pays. And this is also Yosh. I mean, the working from what he said. So so that's what the Machaber says over here. V'im einam roitzim liskei. She don't want to be zoishin the whole food. Elo roitzim lachziroi. But lekabel schar ala salosam. They want to give him back the rest, but they want to get schar for the work they did, for the services they did for him. Harishus meyodam. So this is permissible. Lehavi schar Shabbos. This isn't schar Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
I thought it's talking about Schar Mishmaim.
What? Schar Mishmaim is something else.
That's what it looks like, no?
No. We're talking about Schar, we're talking about money, we're talking about these words.
They're not getting very big money for me.
What?
The message is getting very big money for me. For.
He's doing a service for him. I mean, he works the whole week. He's doing a service. I'm allowed I'm doing a service and I can get paid. And we'll see soon the Mishnah Berurah. Remainem roitzim liskeis from neisha yoidim shaloi mirtzoyne hivkirei. They know that he really doesn't want to give them the whole thing. Lehavi schar Shabbos. The mikore lava daite dischar pula nochsi. They are not doing the service to get paid. Umev keile kozochu. They're zeichem from the hevke. I mean, she was mapkin the soonest. So from the hevke, the zeichem. The amount that they want to get for their services. Now, period. We're finished. Now. Now, we're talking about a different case. Let's talk about that. This happened in the middle of the week. We're not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos Keret, the Sreifa happened in the middle of the week. There's no Lachem, nothing. And it's the middle of the week and he's taking out what he can. And I pass by and I see and I roll up my sleeves and I go and I work for him for an hour. I give back whatever I took out. I give back. Fine. I give back. Now, afterwards, he wasn't mafka anything, but I worked for him an hour. And then afterwards, I come over to him as a meet. I worked for you. I'd like you should pay me in the middle of the week. He didn't say one word. Now, he can't say, well, I didn't tell you to do it. No. La halacha, I did a service for you. I can ask you for a payment. That's in the middle of the week. I did your service. And it's nichanan sadi that you're nicha with the service, even though you didn't tell me to do it. I'm not doing it for shem shemayim. I'm doing a service. I want to get paid. So now let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. They give back everything. And then the next day they come. He has to pay them. Avol b'Shabbos, but let's say the same scenario happened in Shabbos. They gave back everything, and then they come and they say, you know, take back everything, you know, give me $10 for my services. That they can't do. Avol b'Shabbos, yeshvah aloyme duhuschar Shabbos. You gave back everything, so that means you didn't want to be zoiche in the hefker for your schiras. That means if before you gave it back, you said, listen, you gave me everything. I don't want everything. I just want $10 worth of the food for my son. And that's mutter, and that's schar Shabbos, and shalom al yisrael. But if you didn't tell him one word, you gave him back everything. Here's the food. Now later you come and say, you know, I want to get paid for my service. That's Chag Shabbos, and Shuldi. That's Chag Shabbos. That's what he says. I will be Shabbos, yeshvor alayim bedus Chag Shabbos. Achei shekvar hensel leimei atzmoi. If he gave back everything, shuldo yochalayim leim efkere kazida laatzmi. When I gave it back, I meant $10 should be mine. Talk. You didn't say anything. You gave back everything, so it means you're giving it back to me. Of shenoytol schar Shabbos unoytol. I'm about the moment she comes to the same shield to the bear. Rhyme with the rabbi she matak with gold. Vine a mash she comes to the shulchan of the zechem in a hefke. Cross of a mogen of rom. I'm a chashemish to the mereshn and test to shim and shin samaches. Dina malchus a dole mahani yish. That means if a person is a schreifer, the din of the malchus is you can't loot his possessions. That's the din of the malchus. Even though he's miyayish, he can't take it. But here you could take it. Ef shadoch ishani, kivin shomar atzilu lochem. Isa begmore de chosid lo yitel schar. A chosid shouldn't take anything for services also. The yesh loy levata bishaloy mikol davosh yesh by nidno davere. That's a chosid. Yeah, it's to say, ain't a chanami. A chosid is bigger than the Yirei Shemayim. Oh,